This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on Thursday. The announcement comes days after the New York Times reported that Rosenstein last year suggested secretly recording Trump and that he raised the idea of invoking the U.S. Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove the president from office for being unfit to govern. Rosenstein has denied the report. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying allegations of sexual misconduct and says he will not withdraw his name from consideration for the top court, appearing Monday on Fox News for his first television interview on the allegations. Kavanaugh says he is looking forward to testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
We're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell vowed Monday that the chamber will vote on Kavanaugh's nomination soon.
Judge Kavanaugh will be voted on here on the Senate floor, up or down. On the Senate floor, this fine nominee to the Supreme Court will receive a vote in this Senate in the near future.
Yale University, the New Yorker magazine reports that two U.S. senators are investigating a woman's charge that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a dorm party at Yale University in the 1980s. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin.
When someone steps forward and accuses another person of this kind of sexual assault, it needs to be taken seriously.
Kavanaugh has also denied allegations by a woman who claimed he sexually assaulted her when they were both high school teenagers. This is VOA News.